Travel in Arkansas with Kim Williams. I'm Mark Smith. Each week we look at upcoming events around the state. Kim Williams is a travel writer with Arkansas Tourism. Hey, Kim.
Hey, Mark. Hope you and everyone listening is having a great day. We're going to take a look at some fun things going on the weekend of August 16th. In Mountain View, it's Mountains, Music, and Motorcycles on August 16th and 17th. This motorcycle event started 14 years ago with no budget and heavily dependent on volunteers. The first event drew about 350 motorcyclists. 2010 saw an estimated 10,000 bikes, and last year saw an estimated 15,000 plus bikes.
Wow.
The event offers poker runs, a bike show, biker games, a car show, vendors, and multiple free concerts, all centered on the town square of Mountain View. Sunday morning of the event ends with a biker church service in the natural setting of the City Park Amphitheater. It's still operated and managed by volunteers, and all funds raised for the event pay for itself. The Mountain View Chamber sponsors this event each year. It's free to the public and features many family activities. But most importantly, it is a major fundraiser for multiple charity groups throughout the years. This year's charity will be Royal Family Kids. It's the nation's leading network of camps, clubs, and mentoring for children of abuse, abandonment, and neglect. So literally a great event for a great cause. Eureka Springs is hosting the Basin Park Music Series on August 17th, and it is featuring Arkansas's own The Cate Brothers. Twin brothers Ernie and Earl Cates hail from Fayetteville and have become regional favorites. This is what I love about The Cate Brothers. It was another Arkansan, a guy named Levon Helm, that introduced The Cate Brothers to a record company representative in 1975. The brothers soon received a recording contract, and so began their recording career. The concert is free, and it begins at 5:30. Powhatan Historic State Park in Powhatan is offering a day at school in 1890 on August 17th. Powhatan was a special place in northern Arkansas. There was actually a school. For most, education was a rare privilege. In this program, students will join an interpreter for a taste of what it was like to learn at the Powhatan Male and Female Academy in 1890. If you have kids or grandkids, you should take them because this will be a shock to their system.
Yeah.
And finally, Mark Smith, have you been looking to get a tattoo? I know you have.
You know, I've thought about it, but no, I hadn't gone through with it.
Okay, but here's your chance.
Okay.
The Arkansas Tattoo Convention will be in Hot Springs at the Arlington Resort Hotel and Spa on August 16th through the 18th. The Tattoo Convention is a three-day weekend event that brings the most renowned artists from all over the country to Hot Springs and gives people the opportunity to get tattooed by one of those artists. There will also be live entertainment daily. Now, so there's your chance to get your tattoo, Mark Smith.
All right.
Now, to find out more about these events and everything going on throughout the great state of Arkansas, all you have to do is log on to www.arkansas.com and click on the Events tab.
All right. Thanks, Kim.
Thanks, Mark. Everybody have an awesome day.
Kim Williams is a travel writer with Arkansas Tourism. She joins us each week to let us know about upcoming events around the natural state. You can hear Travel in Arkansas on demand and sign up for our podcast of this feature at kasu.org. For KASU, I'm Mark Smith.